everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Cattle producers, this is your invitation to Express Ranch's annual Grass Time Sale coming Saturday, April 22nd, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 650 head will sell, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, plus 40 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 40 registered two-year-old pairs. To find out more about this year's annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, go to expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 20th through 22nd at the new Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. The latest for farm and ranch, along with live cattle equipment demonstrations and gentle horse training with Scott Daly. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
All right, welcome back. The Fed Cattle Exchange auction report today listed a total of 4,446 head, with 701 head actually selling. The weighted average was $128.62, up $2.62 from last week's weighted average of $126. According to the midday report, though, the national hog base is 68 cents lower compared with that of the prior day settlement. Corn futures were higher in early business today, but seem no more livelier than fractionally mixed. The stock markets are mixed as well, with the Dow off 69 points, NASDAQ positive by 27. Live futures today offered a little action for everyone. Currently, though, prices are mostly higher, with most of the bullish shine tied to spot April. Beef cutouts mixed today, up 31 cents to off 91 cents, with light box movement. And feeder contracts giving some back today following an impressive early spring rally. Most issues open in the green, but all have since reversed, with most months 100 to 200 points below session. And grain futures mostly steady to a little higher today after this week's sharp break spurred short covering and technical buying. A touch of weather uncertainty around the world also in the mix as outside markets turned higher. Crude oil inventories expected to be lower, with supplies of diesel dropping on agricultural demand. Corn prices steady as well, with an attempt by May futures to reverse higher after it held a test of the support line off lows for the past 3 weeks. Soybeans tried to hold early buying in Asia and Europe as May futures bounced off the bottom of a two-week channel overnight. And finally, wheat was mixed as a choppy overnight session wound down, with light follow-through buying noted after bullish reversals on Tuesday in winter wheat contracts. The rain outlook is mixed this week on the Northern Plains, which has kept spring wheat steady so far. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.